Our guest at the cafe this morning, we have Angela Roberts and Judy Rudolph from the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
And full disclosure, I'm a member of the First United Methodist Church. So if other churches want to get on here, just get your own radio host and, you know, you'll be in good shape. No, really, anybody, almost every time people ask to be on the program, we certainly do accommodate them. But Angela and Judy are involved in something coming up very soon at First United Methodist called the Merry Marketplace. And this is Saturday, December 1st. Angela?
Yes, it is. It's the Merry Marketplace and lunch for missions. So it's an all... And it falls on the first Saturday of December, which happens to be the Bodart Christmas Saturday. So it's a great day to stay in town. The Merry Marketplace is open from 10 o'clock to 3. And so a person can start out the day with brunch at Santa at the museum, come down the way to the Methodist Church. And then there's activities downtown later in the evening.
It's a big day in Commerce.
Yes, it is.
And that'll be the day of the Christmas parade and all the other downtown activities. And there's something I think you may have already said at Children's Museum.
Yes, Brunch with Santa.
Brunch with Santa, right, yeah. So let's talk about Merry Marketplace at First United Methodist. We're going to bring Judy into this soon. But this has been going for a few years. And describe the ambiance of this event, mm-hmm. kind of the atmosphere. I think it's unique.
Well, we're in our sixth year, and it always falls on that first Saturday of December. And really, it's a community affair, because even though it is led by the Methodist Church, there are others that do get involved, either volunteering or donating items. What we offer is a variety. Really, it's your one-stop shop for the holidays. There are baked goods offered, as well as antiques, vintage items, and homemade crafts, as well as beautiful handwork done by our crocheters, the Prayer Shawl Ministry Group.
Mm-hmm. Judy, tell me about the Prayer Shawl folks, because a lot of what they do is kind of what makes this special.
Well, in addition to making gorgeous items for sale, they raise enough money so that they can replenish their stock. They also send scarves to Afghanistan. It's a ministry that we've done for several years, scarves and caps to Afghanistan. And they have a tree, which I think I'm correct in saying was constructed by Al Stapleton in our church. It keeps growing caps for cancer patients and is situated at the hospital in Greenville. Mm-hmm. They also send out cards, greeting cards, to people who are shut in for the, you know, the major holidays.
So they do knitting projects almost year-round.
Oh, yes.
For all kinds of people that have need of these products. And then some of these are on sale at the Merry Marketplace.
Right, beautiful scarves, shawls, lap robes. And then there are also some of the best ones of coming up with some really fun craft items that they offer.
And I should say, excuse me, they also give a new baby blanket to all the children who, the young children who are baptized at church.
Mm, yeah. Angela, so one thing that is well known with the Merry Marketplace is sort of famous for cinnamon rolls that some church members make.
Absolutely, cinnamon rolls, chocolate cakes, and lots of absolute delights. Susan Patton and Nancy Doty, who both have cinnamon rolls often at charitable events, they bake for us, as well as some other very well known bakers in this community. Mm. So it's the perfect way. They'll have some items freezer ready. So you can take it home, put it in your own freezer, and then impress when guests come over.
People come from miles around for the cinnamon rolls.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Angela Roberts and Judy Rudolph with First United Methodist Church, and we're talking about the Merry Marketplace event that takes place at the church on Saturday, December 1st. Proceeds go, the church is involved in all kinds of charitable activities, supporting things in the community, and the proceeds primarily go to that.
Absolutely. I should preface this by saying everything there has been donated. So all proceeds go directly into our community, as well as the region and beyond. A lot of our mission giving is related to food security, children through Boys and Girls Club, as well as Stuff the Bus with CISD. And then seniors through the Meals on Wheels program of Script out of Greenville. Yeah. So that is where we replenish our funds for the year. And then throughout the year, as needs arise, we're able to support those needs. Now, we were saying Merry Marketplace, but there's also an important word, lunch.
Right. I was just about to bring that up.
Very good. I didn't want to... Don't admit that, because really, that it's a stew lunch. People can either eat in for $5 a person or take quarts of stew to go. Jim Patton and members of the Wesleyan Campus Ministry here on campus make the stew. So you can imagine anyone out there who knows Jim Patton knows that... It's going to taste good. It's both chicken and beef available. So that is served from 11 until it runs out.
So that's a big attraction as well. Well, so this is Saturday, December 1st at First United Methodist, which is on Highway 24. As you pass through town, most people come through Commerce that way. Time again is...
It starts at 10 and goes until 3 p.m.
And it's a big community event. It's not just for church members at all, right?
Absolutely. Please stop by. Enjoy some good fellowship. As Judy mentioned, there really is everything, whether it is an alternative gift card, stew, Christmas decor,
sure,
some vintage fun.
And it's part of a big day in Commerce. We have all kinds of things going on all over town that day. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, Judy Rudolph and Angela Roberts.
We appreciate you having us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.